Lee, now I want to level with all of you fellas sitting along the back row there and some of you down here very seriously. But you can't keep your heart if you allow your eyes to characteristically look and linger over the filthy, revealing nakedness and nudity that is paraded on nearly every newsstand and which is so easily accessible for teenage fellas and girls to get their hands on. Now, I know at the outset of what I'm saying that you fellas and girls are not responsible for that pornographic literature being on the newsstand. We adults are responsible. There have been very few voices lifted up today against it, and they can publish almost anything they want to corrupt the morals of you pliable, precious teenage kids who are the Canada of tomorrow. You're not responsible for the society in which you live, but you're responsible if you fall for some of the traps of that society. And one of them is this pictorial stuff that you can easily get. Fellas, listen to me. If you take a look at that stuff, you'll go back for a second look and you'll linger. And if you begin to linger looking at it, you'll lust. And if you lust after it, you're about to lose. You know why? Because that stuff leaves a tremendous, indelible imprint and mental image on your mind. And when you're alone in the secret place, under the cover of night, or when you're on a date, that image will come back up before you. And remember this, that uncontrolled passion knows no conscience.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
When you notice that a man has wider shoulders than a woman, but a woman's breasts are bigger, as you just said.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy want to rock.
This is called sexual intercourse. I'll bet that you often wonder what girls and women look like.
What's a girl like you telling in a place like
Let's turn on.
See her in a short skirt down the grass.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Call me Mr. Love.
And you notice that a woman doesn't have a penis or testicles like you do. Where you have a penis and testicles, a woman has two folds of skin. And if you were to separate these two folds, you would see two openings.
Don't give your love to sexy Ida, 'cause she's a sister of a black widow spider. Don't try your love on sexy Ida.
One is used for getting rid of waste liquid when she goes to the bathroom, just like the opening at the end of your penis. And below that is a larger opening called the vagina. As I told you before, the vagina is capable of being stretched a great deal. And it is in the vagina that the man puts his penis to deposit the seed when the husband and wife perform that special act of love that we talked about before.
Don't do it. Don't give your love to sexy Ida, 'cause she's a sister of a black.
Dr. Sims, would you explain masturbation to Bob?
Yes, Bob. This word masturbation simply means that a boy or girl will rub his or her sex organs, causing a sensation of pleasure. Now, physically, no harm comes from this practice of handling one's sex organs. However, although there is no physical danger, there is a moral side to it. A boy may have feelings of guilt about masturbation, which may cause serious problems.
What should a boy do about these guilt feelings, Doctor?
The best advice I can give in this regard is for the boy to discuss these guilt feelings with his minister, priest, or rabbi. These people are trained to discuss the moral aspects in such a way that the youngster can understand the problem more clearly. Bob, what do you know about girls?
Oh, gosh, Doctor. They're a lot different than boys.
Hello. Yes, this is Jane, baby. You want what? A girl like me? What do I want? I want a man with moves. I want a man with grooves, with long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. I'm hip daddy, that makes it. Me on. What does that mean? does it, that makes it. That's so geeky. I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with a long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line, that makes it feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. Too much. Pussycat, you're carrying on like boss. Better stop it, he's a what? You dance too? Well, I did. Swim? Monkey? Walk the dog? Oh, baby, you make it.
This is how every girl and woman looks. And if you were to separate these two folds of skin, below that there is a larger opening called the vagina.
Ay, ay, qué fiebre, ay. No, I.
Die! attitude has changed towards a more masculine approach, almost. At first, many years ago, I was the type of girl that could sleep with every Tom, Dick, or Harry, and I would adore the man, I'd admire him, and I would feel hurt if the man would leave me right after sex. I would feel like a used object, like a doormat. Now I've become almost like a man. I can pick a man, I can see a gorgeous man in a bar or in a restaurant or in a discotheque. I go over to him and say, let's fuck. He looked at me and said, you're flabbergasted. I can't believe it. Don't even have to take you out for dinner. Don't even have to wine and dine you. And I take that man home with me and I would make love to him passionately and I would climax and really enjoy every bit of it. And then the man would be willing to spend the night with me, because that's maybe what most girls want him to do if he gets the chance to go to bed with him. But I'd say, okay, get dressed, get out of here. And I felt that I've changed to be like this because by having been a hooker for 2 years, a hooker and a madam, men have come to my establishment on an hourly basis. They've come to me, they paid their money, they use my services and those of the girls, and they left. And maybe because of that, that I have changed. Except when I'm in love with a man, then of course there's nothing better than spending the night with that same man. But I've come to realize that I can love sex for the sake of sex, and I can love love for the sake of love.
What's your name? She said, my name is Ludie. I said, I'd sure like to have some of your good art boots. The bitch thrilled my very soul. I damn near lost my self-control. My dick was hard as a rock. And I stood up in the bitch's cock. My dick stretched about 12 inches long. And I made that pussy sing a song. It got harder, hard as stone. The bitch began to moan and groan. Yes, it began to get harder, hard as steel. I said, the more you wiggle, the better it feels. Cause I'm Sweet Peter Jeter. And when it come down to fucking, I've got to be a leader.
Baby, better hold on. Let it flower.
This is called sexual intercourse.
Testicle.
Testicles, spelled T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E, is the oval-shaped reproductive gland of the father's male organs where the sperm are produced. There are two in the scrotal sac between the father's legs.
And scrotal sac?
The scrotal sac is a pouch of skin between the father's legs that contain the two testicles.
Increasing incidence of venereal disease in our society is a complex phenomenon which presents special problems and requires comprehensive remedial measures. In discussion with the family physician, Dr. Lawrence B. McNally, are a group of specialists each experienced in a different facet of the management and treatment of venereal disease patients. Dr. Joseph Portnoy, microbiologist and the moderator, Dr. Robert Aikman, obstetrician gynecologist, Dr. Howard Rotenberg, urologist, and Linda Heisler, a registered nurse in charge of a VD clinic.
I'm often asked the question, is it really true that there's an increased or an epidemic of venereal diseases in Canada. Perhaps the best way of answering the question is to indicate that gonorrhea is the commonest infectious disease which is curable by antibiotic therapy.
Okay, I dig it.
Iceman.
Iceman.
I kept the best ice on the street.
I dig it. Iceman.
Girls, my ice was so cool, you meet. Other ice bands can't stand the heat. But my ice, it's a hell of a treat. Iceman, it'll give you a thrill. Iceman. Other brothers, ice can't stand the heat.
Iceman.
Get a piece, it'll last you a week. Baby, you know, you give me a thrill.
And if you won't, I know your mama will.
Sonny,
Iceman,
I'm in love with you.
Thank you very much.
This is Mary of the Shangri-Las to tell you a bit about dating courtesy. A girl is right to assume her date will perform little acts of courtesy which are his privilege. If you are smart, you will allow him to open doors and hold chairs. Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. You'll get attention all right, but it won't be favorable. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady, and in return it will flatter his masculine ego.
Was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
How safe are the rubbers, the condoms?
They're pretty good, but they have been known to break. However, this is rare, particularly if removed after discharge and a fresh one used if intercourse is resumed. You know, they were also reputedly designed to prevent venereal disease, since they limit direct skin contact.
Does it prevent pregnancy if a girl takes a douche right after sex?
Only to a limited degree. Upon discharge, the sperm are deposited adjacent to the cervix, the lower part of the uterus, which they may enter right off, swimming into the uterine cavity, where the douche can't wash them out. A douche is essentially effective only in washing out the vaginal vault.
Well, how about a diaphragm?
A diaphragm of the proper size, fitted by a physician, inserted in the vagina prior to intercourse, is effective, provided it's properly placed, shielding the cervix.
I hear there's a lot of VD among homosexuals.
Yes, since many homosexuals are extremely promiscuous and engage in sexual contact upon the spur of the moment, literally with people they don't know and will never see again, this has tended to make venereal disease rampant in this group.
Well, I can see where it would. Ooh, they're freaky anyway.
Unfortunately, some homosexuals may make you feel uncomfortable in their presence. Many are social misfits because they are often psychologically unstable. In my practice, I've rarely treated a satisfied or happy homosexual man or woman. Although one may occasionally come across some who seem to have adjusted into this type of life and make the best of it.
Dad, is there anything that can be done for a homosexual? You know, I mean, one that wants to go straight?
Sometimes he can be helped. If he sincerely wants to convert, a therapist who treats homosexuality can often assist him to attain heterosexual life, where he does have more of a chance for happiness and emotional maturity.
Where do lesbians fit in?
They are the female counterpart of the male homosexual who abhor sexual involvement with men and turn to their own kind for intimacy.
But can you always spot a homosexual?
No. Many homosexuals dress and act normally, and at the other end of the pendulum, they go around in drag, such as a transvestite who dresses and acts like a woman, to the point where only close examination, and I mean close, reveals what gender they truly are.
Ladies and gentlemen,
woman in her first appearance here in Boston, the Surf Club proudly presents the star of the show, the number one comedy artist in the nation today, the first lady of comedy. A warm reception, please, for Miss Rusty Warren.
I like everybody. I like everyone. Like to spend my time proving sex is fun. Like to march through life with my knockers up. Let my boobies bounce.
Our innocent young maidens with us tonight. Are you gals married? You two kids with the fellas, are you married to these gentlemen? Huh?
Uh-huh.
No, no virgins at all here tonight. This fella sitting with two ladies, are you married? To both of them. Oh, that's beautiful. I love a man who has enough to give to more than one. And both the ladies are very happy. They're smiling. Yeah, yeah. Some honest women here tonight, I can tell just by talking to the audience. Just to prove the sense of honesty that we have in the female population here tonight, I want every woman sitting here tonight who knows she's gonna get lucky tonight, go, yeah!
I wanna get into it, man, you know. Yeah. Like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
On the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
In a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine. Don't worry about his. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got my dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hear it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano. Get up.
as you bone.
Get on up.
Get it together. Right on, right on. Right on.
Begin with, you ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body. Now, every family has its own set of names, and you youngsters had the most original ones I ever heard. But when a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
Now, this organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how carefully God planned everything for a particular purpose.
Well, I don't get you.
Well, when a man and a woman are married, Bob, they love each other very much. And in showing their love, their instinct is to embrace each other as if to try to become the one person God intended them to be. Well, son, so closely has God connected our emotions with our bodies that this embrace by the husband and wife arouses in each a great desire for physical oneness. And that's exactly the way God planned it. For the penis of the husband actually passes within his wife's body. Now, that's what we mean by being one, physically.
Gee, is that what happens when people get married?
That's right.
Hi, tiger. Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you.
Now, starting at the top, as you know, a man has a beard and has to shave every day. And you notice that a man has wider shoulders than a woman, but a woman's breasts are bigger, as you just said. Then you notice that a woman doesn't have a penis or testicles like you do. Where you have a penis and testicles, a woman has two folds of skin. And if you were to separate these two folds, you would see the vagina is capable of being stretched a great deal. And it is in the vagina that the man puts his penis to deposit the seed. This is called sexual intercourse. Well, that's all there is to it. No great mystery now, is there?
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's vows. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with ever loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. Track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud and collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to the floor the young lady that recorded the record that was so dirty, so rough. This record was so rough that you wouldn't even let your own mother-in-law listen to it. This was the type of record that you would take in the toilet and play it. Take two rolls of toilet tissue with you so you can wipe out what you don't like. So with a big round of applause, let me bring it to the floor. Now it is none other than the queen of comedy, LaWanda.
Yes, brothers and sisters.
She was the pride of Lenox, huh? Around 125th, huh? And she kept herself clean, huh? And she never once caught a sieve. Now, any girl can take them big, huh? But Bessie could take them bigger. Yeah, she had a big pussy mouth. Yes, brothers and sisters, huh? And she sent out her challenge, huh, to every young nigga. Yeah, she wanna fuck them all. So she sent out a challenge, baby, to all the young niggas, brothers and sisters. Oh, brothers and sisters. For years it was like that, huh? And Bessie out on the street, huh? Until she met Brother Harold and his powerful meat. Yeah, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen?
What I'm talking about now is the fluid that contains the sperm or the seed. It's formed in two little sacs beneath the penis, which we call the testicles. Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son, no, it's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. Because God designed that secretion in a man for one purpose. To be, well, like one of his raw materials in the creation of a new life. But wet dreams, as we call them, are very different. You see, the body manufactures that fluid all the time. And when the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes before men are married, well, nature opens a sort of a safety valve in your sleep, and it passes off.
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
Oh, you bet. Only God could make our bodies.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these feelings before they get married?
Now, that's a good question, Bob. To begin with, this business of propagating the human race is quite a job.
Well, you mean that maybe some people might not want to have children otherwise?
Something like that. We'll be right back.
Doctor, I wish you would explain a little bit more about erection.
Yes, John. Well, the penis becomes hard and erect as a result of two things. One is a reaction due to the building up of seed in the sex organs in the boy or man. And the second is a reaction to something physical or something you see or think about, and then you have an erection. You don't cause it. It just happens, and there's nothing to be worried about.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by a buildup of seed.
So heartless, how can people be so blue? Yeah, to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends?
You know, whenever I get the business from a queer, well, gee, I get so uptight, I don't know whether to ignore it or belt him.
That's because you feel uncomfortable and perhaps have some feelings of threat to your own sexuality. I believe the best thing to do is to express your rejection to the overture simply and honestly with a no. There's no need for violence.
What about those who swing both ways, ACDCs?
You mean bisexuals?
Yeah.
Bisexuals who select partners either with their own kind or with the opposite sex are people who, in their duality, jump back and forth across the fence between homo and heterosexuality, perversely seeking a good relationship wherever they can find it, and at the same time escaping from any deep emotional commitment. Whenever they become close to anyone, they skip away. There's a great variation in the homosexuality we see in this group. Or neither fish nor fowl. Usually they have strong feelings of sexual inadequacy and tend to be very unstable. Many bisexuals are married and have a family and sexually stray on the side.
Ooh, the whole business still turns me off.
It all sounds a little sick to me.
Though we may not like their choice, this is the way of life they've selected to follow.
Dad, is it true that many prostitutes are lesbians?
Yes, that's so. Many prostitutes will have sexual engagements with women as well as with men. And many in their off-work time will seek sexual and romantic liaison with women rather than men.
Why is that?
Well, as I told you before, many prostitutes hate and resent men. They need men for income and resent the dependency. They simply won't respond. So, as a substitute that avoids relating with men, even on the most elemental level, they enter into sexual play with women. Women who will masturbate them to climax. It's a substitute for intercourse that makes no real demands on femininity and is a mockery to sexuality.
Yeah.
Bill, practically viewed, sex with a prostitute, except for paying for her favors, is similar to having intercourse with a girl you care nothing about, since both amount to intravaginal masturbation, devoid of involvement or emotional relating.
But would you say the same thing for self-masturbation?
Not quite. That has a slightly different aura. Self-masturbation is essentially a substitute for intercourse to ease the pressure of intense sexual need. The individual doesn't have anyone to relate to sexually due to social circumstances, emotional age, or marital status. And masturbation occurs universally in all cultures.
Is it harmful?
No, it's definitely not harmful. It's also now believed that the sensual sequences of masturbation may be a means by which people become aware of their own body's sensual responses prior to the time when they're able to have intercourse.
Boy, you hear weird stories about what'll happen to you if you masturbate.
Yeah! You know how you do it like a dog, you know? Get up on your own fours, you know? Fuck me! Yes, brothers, so I'm gonna tell it like it's G.I.A. Woo! I thought I'm gonna freak off the night, brother. Yes, brothers and sisters, so Sister Bessie, she gave him a look, huh? And she managed to grin. Yeah, she managed to grin at him a little taste, huh? And I told Brother Harold, huh, that she would slide to give in, huh? Yes, brother and sister. And he pulled it out quickly, huh? And a princess pussy closed with a smack. Yes, brother and sister. And Sister Bessie rolled over and presented her crack. Woo! Believe, huh? And here in his face, but brothers and sisters, huh? Was a beautiful sheet, huh? Oh, was the one of the prettiest pussies he ever seen in his life. Yes, brothers and sisters, honey. But the pain was intense, huh? And she knew it was showing, huh? But after an hour, huh? Old Bessie's embers was glowing. Yes, brothers and sisters, you know how it is. It kind of hurt this bit when you first put it in. But when you get that motherfucker in there and start a fucking away in that pussy, baby, you forget about the damn hurt. Woo! You hurt me so good. We're going to get on down here in the scripture, brothers and sisters. Now she ripped off a fart, huh, and started to coming, huh. Yes, brothers and sisters, Sister Bessie was with it, huh. That bitch sure was something. But Brother Harold, brothers and sisters, Brother Harold himself, huh, was near the ending, huh, and his brain got the word that his balls was sending. Woo! Honey, his brain got the word that his balls was sending, baby. You hip to it, cold, dash, dot, dash, dot. Send them codes to the brain, baby. Oh, honey, I'm gonna tell you like it's sweet out here, huh?
Like a sex machine.
Sex. Over the filthy, revealing nakedness and nudity.
This is called sexual intercourse.
Let's fuck.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin. No meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand. She wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellas don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock.
It ain't the meat,
it's the motion.
It ain't the meat,
it's the movement.
It ain't the meat,
it's the action. It makes your daddy wanna rock all night. I got a little girl who lives down the street. It ain't much of her, but she's mighty sweet. When she starts rocking, she don't wanna stop. It makes a man I wanna blow his top. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sound.
This is called sexual intercourse. This is called sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse.